Kerry Coombs speaks for the first time since losing play calling duties. Ryan Day makes an amazing, simple statement about how he views the first six games for your Ohio State Buckeyes. And the basketball team actually announces captains for the 2021-2022 season. All that and more in today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Tuesday evening, 7 Eastern time. You know what that means. We're coming to you live on YouTube and Twitter, giving you all the updates on your Ohio State football and basketball teams. You can follow me on Twitter if you're not already. For those of you that are on YouTube, at JStevens07. The graphic is right there for you to see how to spell my last name. Anytime somebody loses duties, a responsibility in sports, at your job, at home, maybe on a football team in high school, there might be a time where they might have to speak about that very thing that they lost, or respond to somebody when they ask them about something that they once had and then they don't have that thing anymore. In sports, it's very interesting when these moments happen because we get to see kind of the mindset, kind of how that person is approaching such an abnormal situation. You're a public figure. You're getting paid lots of money. You are someone that may be looked at as a leader, not just at your current place of employment, but for years and years and years previously, people are looking to you to look to see how do you react in an adverse situation. And I mentioned the youngsters to the old people because I believe we all have issues. We all have times when we have to respond to adverse situations. No matter what we're doing, no matter the amount of money we make, we may have to respond to those situations. And our mindset in that situation says a lot about us as a human being. Kerry Coombs is that type of person, or the person, the subject of this moment right now. Kerry Coombs lost his play calling duties early in the season. Matt Barnes, secondary coach, is he now defensive play caller. Done a phenomenal job, changed some things up. Now, I know Kerry Coombs has his hands all over, and the defense looks a whole lot better than it did to start the game. In his presser on Tuesday afternoon, Kerry Coombs, as some said, took us to church. He was someone that was spitting things out, saying things that were very important and things that I believe needed to be said about his current situation. When Kerry Coombs lost his play calling duties as a defensive coordinator, trust me, it hit him hard. It would have hit me hard too. You're doing a role for the very first time in your coaching career. You've been a coach for a very, very, very long time. And you don't get a year or a year and a half to really fill things out for people to say, before people say, you're not doing a good enough job. You get a couple games, and a couple games in, people are saying it's the same old thing over and over and over again. Now, some of you might say, Jay, he was a DC last year. He was a co-defensive coordinator. This is the first time that Kerry Coombs has been and is the defensive coordinator all by himself. That's a whole lot different than when you have somebody alongside you that has been at this thing for a while and they can assist you in that moment. Kerry Coombs made a couple or a few comments and a few things that stuck out to me in regards to his mindset right now. If he packed his stuff up, and I'm just going to paraphrase some things here. Kerry Coombs made a comment and said, if he packed his stuff up and went home, it would have made him a liar to the young men that he has coached along the way. When you have coached for decades at high school, at college, and in the National Football League, you are not just a motivator. You're not just a tactician. You're not just somebody that is a teacher in the film room. You are also somebody that is trying to train young people, younger people than you, a lot of the times, train them to be the best players, football players they can be, the best coaches they could be in the future, the best husbands, the best fathers that they can be. And if he just came in and just said, hey, guys, I'm going to fold up shop and quit, I think many people, including myself, would look at Kerry Coombs a whole lot differently than we currently do. He also made this comment, and this one, I think, is the one thing that stuck out the most to me throughout everything that he said and while he was speaking to the media. It's easy to be a brother when it's 66-17 on a Saturday afternoon. It's hard to be a brother when you face adversity. I mean, think about the things that we go through all the time. And on a football field, we talk about how Ohio State did not look very good, up to par against Minnesota. Ohio State lost to Oregon. Ohio State didn't look good at times against Oregon. Ohio State still had a chance to win the game, but there is still a loss. And we all know in the college football playoff era what one loss means to you in regards to how the public views you and the future for your current football season. Yes, Kerry Coombs in himself has a mindset. He is a human being. He's an individual. And he can do a lot of things that nobody else can do in regards to maybe his approach or maybe the people he can talk to or so many different things that go into being a high-level coach at the FBS level. But he had a chance to just quit. He had a chance to close up shop. We have seen him take a little window, 24-hour window, to take everything in. And then what did he do? Realize that, hey, what's best for me and the team is to figure things out. Don't sit back. Don't fold up shop. Don't start crying and complaining and whining and moaning and groaning all simply because you lost your job or you lost one of your responsibilities. He didn't lose his job. He lost one of his responsibilities, and all of a sudden, he has changed his mindset, or he's kept a proper mindset throughout the entire time or the entirety of the situation. And Kerry Coombs, to me, is somebody we can all learn from. You can say, hey, I dislike him for some things he's done. You can like him for some things he's done. No matter what he's done, we can always learn things from a coach like this in this situation. Last but not least, he says, come heck or high water, fighting, battling, scratching, crawling. He's going to keep on going, going to keep on moving. I'm right there with him. Let's move forward with Kerry Coombs. Now, at the end of the season, if Ryan Day sees fit to release him of his duties, so be it. But as it stands right now, Ryan Day has kept him on staff, and let's move forward with Kerry Coombs as the defensive coordinator of the Ohio State Buckeyes. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you could think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. This is Locked On Buckeyes, and we are live on YouTube and Twitter, coming to you on this Tuesday evening. A little programming note before we move along with the show. We are going to be live on Wednesday and Thursday, a special show on Wednesday. We're going to have our mid-season grades for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Wednesday will be on offense, live on YouTube and Twitter. Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube. My personal Twitter page, at jstevens07 on Twitter. The defensive grades, mid-season grades, D-line, linebacker, secondary for the offense, O-line, running back, receiver, tight end, quarterback, a little bit more positions there for them. But we'll be doing offense on Wednesday. On Thursday will be the defense. The audio for that will be up a few hours later at midnight at that night for you to catch that via the audio version for those of you that catch the podcast via the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast. Through 6 games, Ohio State at times has looked amazing. At times, they have looked like a team that has deficiencies. They have looked like a team that needs to figure things out. They have looked like a team that is slowly putting things together. Then at times, they're looking like a team that needs to get healthy. The latter still needs to happen. There are a lot of players on the team. Tyreek Smith, Mayan Williams, just to name a couple that are not healthy, that Ohio State, myself, and even Ryan Day believe the team will need them down the stretch to be successful down a grueling final six games of the season. The first one coming up on the 23rd after the off week, as I was recently told, not the bye week, even though to me off week and bye week mean the exact same thing, but I was told it's correctly called off week, not bye week. So, Ryan Day made a statement in regards to how he has assessed the first six games, and I think it just speaks volumes about possibly what's to come in the future for the Ohio State Buckeyes this football season. When you look at how Ohio State has played so far this season, you may say, they played great, Jay. I mean, they played great at times. They've had some struggles. The story of the first three games is different than the story during the last three games, but they've looked good. They're turning the tide. They're building momentum. Momentum is building, as myself and Nathan Baird from Cleveland.com talked about yesterday. I highly encourage you to check out that show. A lot of good stuff coming from Nathan of Cleveland.com. Ryan Day's statement in regards to the football team and kind of how he has assessed the first six games and kind of projecting what we may see from the Buckeyes in the next six games of the season. Here it is. Quote, confidence is so important in this game, and we're building that. But still a lot of football ahead of us, and we haven't done anything yet. When you hear that, you think about the Ohio State football team and the numbers that they have put up, how good Travion Henderson has played coming out of the gate, how C.J. Stroud has looked really good after missing a game against Akron, after recovering from a shoulder injury, after looking at how the offensive line, even though there is some shuffling around on the offensive line, things have looked really good with them as well. With the defense, even though there's been shuffling and duties and responsibilities have changed during the season, there's a lot of things you can look at and say, hey, if this is how the first six games has gone and the last three games have been a blowout, 50 points against Akron, 60 points recently against Maryland. If you think about how everything has gone, the other one was a 50 points against Rutgers. If you think about how everything has gone, and thank you everybody for coming in and joining us here with this live show today. If you think about how everything has gone in regards to this football team this year, and you hear Ryan Day make this statement, we haven't done anything yet. Now, Ryan Day knows going forward, a road test against Indiana, primetime on ABC, that's a statement. When I made a tweet towards the end of the game against Maryland saying this may be a statement game for Ohio State, because he's trying to show everybody and prove to everybody, one, Ohio State is not the team they were during the first portions of the season, as well as y'all better watch out because we might put 50 on everybody in the Big Ten. Hey, the team up north, 100 might be put on you. I'm just saying, those are the things that are being projected or possibly might happen during the season. Why? Because those are the things that you do on the football field. You want to put down your opponent. You want to punish said opponent. You want to make sure that they have no chance at all to be successful during the game. And you know, if you get up early and you keep scoring and you keep scoring and you keep scoring, those things can happen. I do think the Indiana Hoosiers primetime matchup, they will face a different test than anybody has tested Ohio State to date, because I do believe with Micah McFadden, Tywan Mullen there, McFadden, linebacker, Mullen, secondary, with those guys on that defense, this can be a huge, crazy, wild test for Ohio State coming up after the off week. And then after that, you have a home test against Penn State. Will Sean Clifford be back? My guess is no, but if he is or if he is not, that defense is next level. That defense, if Sean Clifford continues to play in the game against Iowa, I do believe that defense and Sean Clifford on the offensive side for Penn State is enough for them to beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. A different story we're telling today than what the conclusion of that game on Saturday was in Iowa. Then you have Purdue, you have Nebraska. Nebraska, who has played everybody tough. They were close. They kind of ran out of gas against Oklahoma. Against the Wolverines, it was close. I thought that Nebraska had a chance to win. And then you're going to have Michigan State and Michigan. And Ryan Day knows, as we know, the rest of the season will be a whole lot tougher. And I firmly believe right now he is preaching a belief in each other, a belief in the brotherhood that Kerry Coombs talked about. And you know why? Because if you're not together, what the test you're going to face over the next 6 weeks, you'll fold, you'll crumble, you'll dissolve. You will not be somebody that will be able to be a big piece of this team. And also, I wonder, now Ryan Day did not mention this. I mentioned it before, but talking about the future and how Ohio State really hasn't done anything yet in Ryan Day's eyes, and how even in a 66-17 blowout win over the Terps, Ryan Day can find numerous things, I can as well, that the football team needs to fix. Think about this. There was a shift in mindset when Kayvon Pope and Dallas Gant decided to enter the transfer portal during the same week. Take away the issue with Pope on the sideline, that blow up there. There was a shift in mindset. Now, not every player, but I'm sure there were some players that were falling into the trap or falling into what may be a bad situation with Pope and Gant, two senior linebackers waiting their turn to get on the field. Then all of a sudden, these young guys come in and they're showing, hey, we're better than you. I mean, sorry, I know how you've been here for a long time, but we're better than you. And by them showing that they are not scared of the older gentlemen, the older guys on the team, Gant and Pope got frustrated. I believe it. I've been there. I've been frustrated in sports. I've been frustrated in life at jobs. I've been frustrated at a lot of things. But you know what? There was a mindset there. I don't know if it was a complete paradigm shift for some people or just a 25% or 30% or 40% alteration of their mind. But I'm curious to look for the future and see if somebody down the road says that was a turning point for the team. Those guys leaving, now it was during the middle of the Akron game, but those guys leaving the locker room, those guys leaving the practice field, those guys no longer being here was a phenomenal way for us to come closer as a team. And I think we're going to see down the road that somebody down the road in this season might point back to that moment and say, our team was together, most of us, but there was a couple of bad apples. Once you get them out of said situation, I'm not saying Gant and Pope are always bad apples. I'm not saying that. But you never know what's going through somebody's mind when they decide to leave a team in the middle of the season. You know what? Look back at this moment, that game against Akron, second quarter, I believe, and think about what transpired and what happened the days following after that. Because I'm curious, and I think we'll be looking back at this moment and say, that's where something changed in Ohio State. Not before the Akron game, not when they decided to change the starting quarterback for the Akron game, but when those players left the locker room, I think there was a shift in mindset, and the end result might be a wonderful, wonderful thing we will be talking about for a very long time. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're definitely missing out. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. This is Locked On Buckeyes Live, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Another quick reminder, make sure you are tuned in Wednesday and Thursday, a special live show on Wednesday evening. We are going over our mid-season grades for the offense on Wednesday evening with the audio up shortly after the show is concluded, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, going over our mid-season grades. Thanks, guys, for hopping in. Halloween Buckeyes, appreciate it. Jeff Hunt, appreciate it. Hummus Hero, appreciate it. Hummus, I'll get to your question here and then get right into the next topic, which is the basketball team, which basketball season's almost here. Hummus Hero just hops in and says, do you think Michigan on the road or Penn State at home will be more of a challenge? So I'm going to go with this way. If Sean Clifford is healthy and Michigan is healthy, it might be even, which is as weird as it may sound. It might be even, but I might give the slight edge to Michigan because it is a road test, and because Michigan this season, they look like a different team. Now, they still have their deficiencies, but they look like a different team. But when you go for them currently and how I currently view how the Penn State offense might look, I think Michigan on the road will be the tougher test at the end of the season. Not only are they, I think, the better team with like the current situations, I think Michigan's a better team. If they're both healthy, I still think that road test in Ann Arbor, 105, 6, 7,000 strong in Ann Arbor in the Big House, I think that would be a tougher test because Harbaugh's coaching for his job. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get fired right now, but I think Harbaugh is eventually coaching for his job. James Franklin, I don't think he's coaching for his job right now. If anything, he could go to USC, LSU. He could stay at Penn State for quite a long time. Currently, and how I view things with the current quarterbacks at the schools, with health and everything, I do view that Michigan game just slightly tougher. Road test, end of the season, right before the Big Ten championship game. So many emotions, simply because I don't know if Sean Clifford is going to be healthy, and I don't think he will be based off the injury. Even if he is, that's a great game, Hummus, for those defensive ends to stop being who they have been and start doing their job a little bit better and figure things out. It's amazing. I don't know how I got on this, but Hummus asked a question. I kept talking. It's amazing that the pressure from Ohio State has primarily come from the defensive tackle position, not the defensive end position like it normally has. That's one thing, guys, I think will change going forward. I do think Ryan Day will question the pride, but push these guys and say, hey, look, you're at Ohio State. We know what you can do, or we think we know what you can do. Go do it and figure things out. The basketball season starts here very, very soon. I believe the first home game, it was an exhibition matchup coming up, I believe November 1st or 2nd for the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team. But the basketball team decided to make and name captains for the first time since the 2007-2008 season, when the Ohio State basketball captains for that season were Jamar Butler, Othella Hunter, David Leidy, and Matt Terwelliger. There we go. I had to take a little bit of time to get that correctly, but your boy got it right. The captains for the basketball team this year go as follows, and these are some guys that have been around for quite a while. Justin Ars, fourth-year player. EJ Liddell, third-year player. Justice Suing, fourth-year player. Kyle Young, fifth-year player. Something interesting to note about these individuals right now. Justin Ars and Justice Suing are transfers. Justice Suing, a Cal transfer, the school that Arns transferred from escapes me at this point in time. But you're bringing it back some scoring. You're bringing back some rebounding, some guys that were top five in assists. Arns top eight in rebounding, but he's not really a rebounder. You're bringing back your top rebounder from last season, your guys who were second in rebounds last year for Suing and Young. You bring back a guy in Young who is going to really be helpful in helping the maturing process and how good Zed Key will be off the bench. You have Joey Brunk off the bench, transfer from Indiana. That'll be a phenomenal piece for Zed Key. 6'11", 250. You can't teach that size. Now you have to know how to utilize said size, but just putting your hands up straight up under the basket, some things will happen. Just got to be strong, got to be fierce, got to be forceful. But as we inch closer to the basketball season and the start of the season, I find it interesting that Chris Holtmann has decided to name captains now for the first time in quite a long time. Now, can we read into that and say this is going to be a special season? I mean, you can. It's going to be a new trend, possibly. Is it something that I think is going to be a phenomenal thing for this team? Absolutely, because I think when you officially and publicly announce the leaders of the team without going into a season and saying, well, it's Kyle Young, it's CJ Walker, you got a couple transfers. Dwayne Washington Jr. Has been around for a while. When you name them publicly, I think for them, it's a badge of honor, a little bit of pride, saying I am a captain of the Buckeyes, something that has not been publicly known and announced for quite a long time. With EJ Liddell, you're going to have a guy that I believe will possibly be in the NBA next year. I think he's him going through the pre-draft process. I know after last year I suggested that both him and Dwayne Washington Jr. should stay in school. I do think Liddell this year takes a next step up potentially a 20-10 type of guy. I do think with Washington going away to the NBA, he has a two-way contract with the Indiana Pacers. He leaves Washington, scored 16.4 points a game, 3.4 rebounds a game, and 2.9 assists a game. The assists, rebounding, and points kind of progressed throughout the season. And I think at the latter part of the season, we saw how he progressed as a basketball player. EJ Liddell, now the returning leader for points last year at 16.2. Also, the leading rebounder from last season is returning as well at 6.7. Justice Suing and Kyle Young and Justin Arns, I do believe not only will they be vital parts of the team right now, but during crucial moments, like we saw last year, there was a little bit of a moment. There was a little bit of a moment that, I'll get to you in a second. There was a little bit of a moment last year when Justin Arns had to be put into the starting lineup, and CJ Walker backed away and said, "Hey, coach, whatever is needed for you, for this team to be successful, let's go for it." Now, Justin Arns got put into the starting lineup, but then when the shot didn't really fall, his minutes started to decline. We didn't really see much of the behavior from him really decline. What happened? He was a team player the entire time. I firmly believe this basketball team, not the best roster in the Big Ten, that might be the Purdue Boilermakers. The Wolverines are going to be good. Don't really like saying that, but the Wolverines will be good once again this year. I do think this roster and Chris Holtmann, got to get Holtmann instead of Day, Chris Holtmann announcing the captains publicly, I do think it's a sign in the right direction. And I do think these guys, these four men, Arns, Liddell, Suing, and Young, will wear that badge of honor with pride and represent the Buckeyes and the Ohio State University in a very good way. Hummus Hero hopped in, talked a little basketball as well. He says this team is going to be good, very experienced. EJ Liddell going to be a monster. Absolutely. Absolutely. I firmly think this could easily be a 20-10 season for him. And if that happens, he's drafted. I didn't think he would have gotten drafted last year if he stayed through the NBA draft. He's drafted if I do project and he plays in a way that I believe many people think he can. One more question from Hummus Hero. Did Seth Towns also return for his extra year? He did return. I do believe there was a little ailment or injury in the offseason, kind of recovering from the knee injury that he suffered at Harvard, still not fully recovered from that, but I do believe he will still be on the team this season. Guys, Locked On Buckeyes, Tuesday evening. Remember to come back Wednesday, Thursday evening on YouTube and on my personal Twitter page, at JStevens07, as we will be providing our mid-season grades for the offense and defense. Offense on Wednesday evening live, defense on Thursday evening live. The audio version will be up a few hours after those shows are over. In the meantime, before we get to there, make sure you check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast, because there's simply no better place to get all the news on the Big Ten Conference than with its host, Mr. Nate Dickinson. Follow the Locked On Big Ten podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast.